There's good news on Matt Yonkin's scary crash on Tuesday. Airports will be less crowded this Thanksgiving. And former astronaut Lisa Nowak pleads guilty to a felony. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Aerocast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, November 12, 2009. There's good news to report following the scary Tuesday off-airport emergency landing in hostile terrain by aerobatic performer Matt Yonkin in Arkansas. A statement from the family confirms that Matt had been flying the Mullah Coupe, a replica 1930s air racer built by his grandfather, Jim Yonkin. The plane is described as a total loss, but the family says Matt underwent surgery for an arm injury. Quote, "During his flight, he experienced a loss of power and was forced into an emergency landing near a model airplane field south of his home in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Matt's injuries are non-life-threatening, and he is expected to make a full recovery in time for the 2010 airshow season. We would like to thank you for your thoughts and prayers at this time." Unquote. Read more detail on the aircraft and the three-generation family aviation tradition in the text version of this story, last updated November 9th, at aero-news.net. The Air Transport Association of America predicts a 4% year-over-year decrease in the number of passengers traveling on U.S. airlines during this year's Thanksgiving holiday season, despite deep discounting by the airlines. ATA President Jim May explains, quote, "It is increasingly apparent that the economic headwinds facing the airlines and their customers are anything but behind us. The recent announcement that U.S. unemployment surpassed 10% highlights one of the key factors impacting consumer buying decisions," unquote. May's statement didn't mention it, but H1N1 flu is on the minds of at least some of us right now. On my flight home to Salt Lake from AOPA Summit, I was surrounded on the plane by a bunch of school teachers returning from some sort of convention. At this time of year, a school is kind of like a big petri dish. At least three of these teachers were coughing that dry cough associated with flu. The experience made me grateful I'm not planning any more airline flights this year. But just because traffic will be down doesn't mean you can sleep in on departure day. May encourages passengers to pack light, check your flight status before you leave for the airport, and plan to arrive early. Also, don't forget to book your flight with your name spelled exactly as it is on your picture ID, including middle initial, to comply with the TSA's Secure Flight Program. The launch by NASA of the shuttle Atlantis is scheduled for this Monday, and there's a TFR to go with it. The launch is planned for 2:28 p.m. Eastern Time, but the TFR will last from 7:23 a.m. till no later than 3:19 p.m. Affected is a 40-mile radius around the launch site, up to 18,000 feet in altitude. Get details at aero-news.net. The last couple years have not been the greatest for NASA's public image. Allegations that astronauts had been cleared to begin missions drunk was a breaking story. And then there was the infamous Lisa Nowak, Colleen Shipman, Bill Oefelein love triangle, which turned into a media and pop culture circus and put the phrase space diaper in the popular lexicon. The Nowak case, at least, has been resolved. Lisa Nowak, a U.S. Navy captain who was sacked by NASA after using pepper spray to confront Shipman over their competition for the affections of Oefelein, returned to active duty at a Navy base in Corpus Christi, Texas, and spent 18 months in counseling, which she says has been successful. The New York Times reports that on Tuesday, she pleaded guilty to reduced charges of felony burglary of a car and misdemeanor battery as part of a plea bargain. She'll be on probation, be required to complete 50 hours of community service, and have to stay away from Shipman and Oefelein, who've relocated to Alaska and plan to be married next year. That may sound lenient, but Nowak is now officially a felon. Judge Mark Lubit of Orange County Circuit Court in Orlando told her the plea would probably affect her Navy career, then added, quote, "You brought this on yourself, and I don't have any sympathy for you in that respect," unquote. Up next on ANN, a CFI gets his ticket pulled for flying a damaged plane. A retired U.S. Air Force colonel joins SpaceX. And a 10-year forecast sees more and bigger regional jets. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 12th. I'm Paul Plack. Timothy Thrasher, a flight instructor on Oahu, has been ordered to surrender his pilot certificate to the FAA to start a 200-day suspension of his privileges. Thrasher allegedly ran into a transient parking sign with a Piper Aztec at Hilo, Hawaii, after flying in from Honolulu. Now, that could happen to almost anybody. But Thrasher then flew the plane back to Honolulu with two family members on board, claiming that in his opinion as a 28-year pilot, the dent and torn skin on the plane's wing was not significant. The FAA's Ian Greger told Hawaii News Now, quote, "Our investigation determined that plane was not airworthy and should not have been flown in the condition it's in," unquote. The person who dropped a dime on Thrasher also claims the pilot tried to claim the damage happened while he was away from the plane. The news outlet reports local law enforcement has opened an investigation to determine if Thrasher filed a false report. A retired U.S. Air Force colonel with operational launch expertise has joined Space Exploration Technologies, a.k.a. SpaceX, as Director of Mission Assurance and Integration, a role that will also include state and local governmental, customer, and media relations. Colonel Scott Henderson served 25 years in the Air Force, starting by earning a degree in astronautical engineering from the Academy. His assignments have included a wide variety of high-level space operations and acquisition positions. He holds a master's in engineering management from the Florida Institute of Technology and was a National Defense Fellow at MIT. Henderson will primarily support former astronaut Ken Bowersox, VP of SpaceX's Astronaut Safety and Mission Assurance Office, working out of the company's Florida office. Forecast International is out with a report titled "The Market for Regional Transport Aircraft," and predicts the marketplace for regional jets is in for short-term chaos, but long-term growth. FI projects that for the 10 years ending in 2018, a total of 3,754 regional aircraft will be produced, including jets and turboprops, with a total value of $115 billion U.S. The firm further predicts that the segment will be dominated by products from Bombardier, Embraer, and ATR, but that newcomers AVIC, with its ARJ-21 regional jet from China, Mitsubishi's MRJ from Japan, and the Russian Sukhoi Superjet 100, will mount significant challenges to segment leaders for market share. FI senior aerospace analyst Raymond Jaworski adds that when the economy turns around, more regional airlines will park their 50-seaters in favor of larger RJs. Still ahead, the F-35's new engine is ready for duty. Airbus reports another military tanker milestone. And DOT continues ducking airline passenger protections. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, November 12th. I'm Paul Plack. The Pratt & Whitney F-135 engine, powering the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, has completed altitude qualification ground testing, and the Pentagon has signed off on the engine for service in the conventional takeoff and carrier variants of the plane. That means deliveries can start. The most recent testing, over a total of 126 hours, evaluated air start capability and augmenter performance and proved the performance of critical systems such as in-flight throttle response, inlet compatibility, engine ice protection, and combustor stability. The F-135 has now logged almost 13,000 hours of engine test time, successfully completed 90 carrier takeoff and landing flights, and completed 125 hours of actual flight time. Airbus reports its A330 multi-role tanker transport has successfully completed its first nighttime refueling operation using the Advanced Aerial Refueling Boom System on the first Australian A330 tanker. As you might imagine, the company is touting that achievement as an important demonstration of technology which is also planned for the U.S. Air Force KC-45 tanker, should Northrop Grumman and Airbus get the contract to build that plane. Specifically, the Australian A330 was used to transfer more than 3,300 pounds of fuel through the ARBS during a multi-contact mission involving two F-16s. It was done at night using stereoscopic 3D infrared imaging, and Airbus says it confirms the boom's handling qualities. Four countries have ordered the plane so far. Ralph Crosby, chairman of EADS North America, reminded the Pentagon, quote, "Completion of this significant milestone reinforces the fact that the A330 MRTT is able to meet the most demanding U.S. Air Force requirements," unquote. The U.S. Department of Transportation is reportedly planning to push any further action on airline passenger protections back into 2010, ending any hope that holiday travelers will be spared lengthy tarmac strandings. FlyersRights.org is seizing on the news to urge Congress to preempt the DOT and pass an airline passenger's bill of rights in time for the holidays. That also appears unlikely. The coalition has been critical of the Transportation Department for being too deferential to the airlines on this matter. Founder Kate Hanai contends, quote, "Given this most recent delay by DOT, which follows a series of delays in Congress, it's essential that legislators work to pass this legislation as soon as possible before the holiday travel period begins. Establishing basic and enforceable standards in how airlines treat passengers will be one of the most significant consumer protections in recent history. We need and deserve action now," unquote. And finally today, a Delta Airlines flight scheduled to leave Kennedy Airport for London Sunday night had to be evacuated when somebody spotted a mouse in the cabin of the Boeing 767. The New York Times reports the departure was delayed about 2.5 hours while the airline found another plane to make the trip, but that customers seemed to understand. If the risk of having wires chewed is enough to ground a 767, imagine how big a deal it would be on an A320. A 767 with chewed wires still has ailerons and a rudder. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, the first of a two-part conversation between ANN's Jim Campbell and AOPA President Craig Fuller. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.